Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And B. Lowe, the Pats improved to 6-2, 3-1 in the division, gained a little separation there against their AFC East opponents. And Tom Brady said the second half, it really came down to execution, a complete opposite game that we saw last week.
You know, they've scored 9 points coming into today, 9 points total in the third quarter. It wasn't just outside the team, it was within the team this past week, a huge topic of conversation. How can they get better in the second half of games after halftime? Well, today, you know, that first drive of the third quarter wasn't very good. Brady got sacked, 3 and out. Right from that point on, it was a different story. The Patriots shut down the Dolphins defensively with just an unbelievably impressive second half effort, and offensively they did the job. And I really thought the turning point was Dante Hightower's sack early in the third quarter on third down, pushed them back for a farther field goal. It goes off the goalpost, and then right from there, the Patriots had a great offensive drive. Ridley with a long run, Brady to Gronk with a long pass, Brady to Dobson with a touchdown, and then after that, Logan Ryan's strip sack, it just steamrolled from there. So it was really that big difference. I mean, the first half was awful.
Right.
And they came out in the second half and did well.
Well, there are definitely some blips on the radar offensively. Do you think that that's what the team's going to have to deal with? Is they're going to have to really grind through, you know, some of these hits that they're taking offensively?
Blips on the radar.
It's not going to be perfect.
Right, they just can't have full half blips. I mean, that was beyond a blip. That first half was lousy from beginning to end. Brady with the interception. A lot of discussion and talk about his fingers. You know, is his hand swollen?
Right.
Where was he putting his hand after every single throw in his pocket there?
Right.
What was going on with Brady? And just a lot of incompletions, just terrible play. And also, why wasn't Ridley more involved in the first half? That was a big topic. You can see what kind of a difference he makes. So, yeah, once they start getting guys back, this is what we keep saying. Gronk, you know, Amendola, first time the two of them played together, maybe Vereen as well. But then you take another offensive hit with a Sebastian Vollmer injury. So you wonder if they'll ever get to that point where they're all fully healthy. But I think the second half showed what they're capable of when a lot of things are happening and going their way.
Well, back to Brady's finger, he did address that in the press conference afterwards. And he says that his hand is fine. He didn't know people were paying so much attention to it. So I don't think that we'll get any more details on that. But defensively, you know, these guys continue to have the next man up mentality. Joe Villano, Chris Jones stepping in there. You know, Logan Ryan, a lot of guys just continue to step up. So I think that's what we're going to have to see the rest of the season. It's going to be a lot more of that.
Right. And again, you know, Will Fork and Mayo are on injured reserve. But again, no Tommy Kelly. Again, no Aqib Talib.
Right.
And early on, you wondered, well, you know, are they going to exploit the no Aqib Talib?
Right.
What about running the ball down the Patriots' throats? And Lamar Miller had his moments, but they did a good job, especially those guys you mentioned, some rookies.
Well, clearly we could go on and on, but we won't do that right now. We'll have plenty of coverage this week right here on Patriots.com. But that'll do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.